Still Chillin' is an independent podcast where lifelong friends and guests sample the best tequilas and more.
Grab your favorite drink, listen and chill with us.
Go to stillchillin.com
to see how you can help.
Hold on. What the?
Oh, man.
What's up, Tony?
What's up? Damn. You got a lot of... Do you change those out every day? Or once a week?
Just once a week.
That's cool. Damn.
That's still chilling in whatever language that is.
Oh, what? Really?
That's what his Google Translate said. Hey, so what happened to your computer, Tony?
I think it's, so remember how that drive failed last time? I thought I fixed it, you know, and then Chino's like, hey, if it went bad at once, it's going to go bad again.
And
he was right. Luckily, so I think it was, I don't know, whenever I messaged you guys that it went bad, I think it was Saturday or Sunday, but I had just, maybe it was even Monday.
No, it was Monday.
Yeah, it was even Monday. So it was Monday. So.
Oh, yeah. Well,
yeah, luckily I had already just like uploaded the episode, so it failed right after that again. It just disconnected. Anyway, boring. Yeah, we gotta get onto it, right? Because today's
we gotta do it.
We got a time limit, like a game show.
Yes, sir. Man, we need to figure out a better way to mix up these drinks. What is it?
Well, I think let's say somebody says, move 1, 2, 3. Everybody has to repeat it and do it. 1, 2, 3. Because something's getting lost.
You're not paying it.
Well, I mean, only because both of you guys think you guys got it correct or get the same results doesn't mean the other person gets it wrong.
I think what happens is somebody doesn't hear one step or something. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But remember, 1 through 3, this is left, middle, right. 1, 2, 3. But yeah, everybody, this is episode 31 of the Still Chillin' podcast, the Tequilazo special.
Oh, that's right.
Special event.
It's a Tequilazo, man. So I actually got a question for you guys and maybe the audience. Yeah, because I was thinking like, all right, well, we're blind tasting them. And yeah, we're trying to guess which one's which. But we're not really like kind of letting the viewers know, hey, here's the difference. Not even the flavors. Like, hey, here's why I think, like, here's... Like, we're not really pointing out differences between them. I think we're so focused on let me get it right versus, like, here's the flavor notes of this.
Sure.
This.
We'll do that.
So, I mean, you know, I just figured because obviously it's a fun game show type thing of let's see who can guess what. But I think the viewers are more interested in, well, what's the difference, right? Like, what's the flavor profile and what, like, but I mean, I'm sure we can incorporate that.
Well, in my defense, like, that's what I'm mentally thinking. I'm saying, like, how is this one different? That's what helps me guess, right? Like,
yeah.
But I guess we could just do that a little bit more this time, which is fine.
Yeah.
Cool. All
right.
Good note.
Because what are the big differences between like just off the bat? So customers
off the bat.
So the listeners know, like, between Tequileño, Cascawin, and Lalo, right?
I'll sum up what I think, and maybe I'll see if I'm correct after the episode. So I'll just, my version is. Tequileño is like an IPA, bitter still, compared to the other ones at the end. Lalo is
yo man,
mellow, and like it's between the three, it's going to be the mellow, sweet, and cinnamon. And then Cascawin is the more peppery one.
More minty one.
Yeah, mint and pepper. So Lalo is the cinnamon. Tequileño is, I think it's, you know, bitter IPA-ish. You guys are going to say it's like the sweetest one. Does that sum it up?
Yeah, for you. Yeah. I mean, yeah, definitely for you. I actually would even mean more like the differences, like, you know, which one is autoplay, which one's not.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, we can review those stats as we go somehow.
I guess the attribution to the flavor profile, like, hey, what do we notice with this type of process? It has this, like right? We talked about the...
Yeah, yeah.
Especially, sure. Like, the terroirs. Where we noticed the agave, that's plant that is used from fields that had like mangoes, right? We talked about the mangoes, how that you can tell they're a lot sweeter. I wonder if that obviously makes a difference. But you know, just I think more like that, like, hey, what are we noticing a pattern in the differences?
Go deeper than me. Oh, this one's sweet. This one's sweeter.
I like to go deep.
Okay. Whoa. So I'm going to pull up all three of them just so I can get some basic info while we get going.
Well, so how are we going to have them? What's the order? Tequileño, Lalo, and Cascawin, the way we drank them?
Tequileño, Lalo. Let's do that.
So Tequileño,
Lalo, I didn't pour them.
Cascawin. I haven't poured them yet.
Okay, Tequileño.
One, dos, tres.
How'd the thing go yesterday, Luis? Better than yours?
Oh, yeah, no, okay. For sure. Hey, you know, I think este Silos was there. I was in there. Supposedly, like one time, you guys, it was like parent conference, and like you went, your dad went, and like the teacher said you were getting a C, and your dad said, "Hell yeah!" Like he got excited. But what was
that,
it? I don't know.
That was a. You guys remember Mr. Anderson?
Yeah.
In high school? No, I don't. I didn't know.
The history guy.
Yeah, history teacher.
Yeah.
So he tried to break it down soft, like, you know, hey, you know what, you know, Emmanuel's doing okay whatsoever. He has a D, but he's doing okay. He's doing okay. He goes, is he passing? He's like, yeah. He goes, all right, good job, man. As long as you're passing, that's what he wanted. So, and I had a D in the class. So,
I remember that.
Possible.
Yeah, I remember. Silos is the one that told me that story.
He was trying a new strategy, right? I guess, you know, something. I mean, I guess to keep me motivated in there, as long as I pass.
Yep.
Any,
that's it.
What school was it, Luis?
That was in Hawthorne, right?
No, but where'd you go yesterday?
For your son.
Oh, Atlantic's Academy.
Oh, that's is that the Alpha Beta one?
Yeah, that one.
So there's no teachers, right, that went over there? Nobody from, like, the old schools? It's all new teachers? Like, nobody I would recognize, right?
Oh, you'll know some of the teachers because we went to school with them.
Oh, you mean the teacher? You're saying student? Yeah. So there's no old school teachers that left Hawthorne?
No.
Those teachers are mostly dead by now, no?
Didn't that Mr. Anderson get dead?
No, yeah. Oh, Mr. Anderson, yeah. I think he had a heart attack or something. From
Oh, shit, that sucks. Something told me. I think Carlos is the one that told me he died, I think.
Yeah, he passed away. Yeah, definitely.
Hey, I forget. He's how young, much do man, we put? But... We put an ounce per cup? Is that what we do?
Or okay. As much as you want, Tony.
Hey, what was the order again?
Tequileño.
Tequileño, I have it here. Tequileño, Lalo, Tequileño. And Cascawin.
Yeah.
Give me a second. Let me. And that's left to right, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Simone Cachetone.
Left to right. So the Tequileño, right? So give me a second. Tequileño, Lalo. All right.
Damn, I got a. Are you guys using the same glass to pour? I guess I can't. I got just free pour it because I don't want to get it all mixed up, right?
Yeah, I'm getting. I'm just, you know, like you said.
Oh yeah, I should just see the same level.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's a clear glass with the blue strip.
I brought my cafecito cups because that's all I have that match.
Oh man!
So you're gonna get a lot of ollas today.
So Lalo and El Tequileño, Tony, they're both from Los Altos, right? The region, Lalo. The agave region. Lalo. But the difference between Tequileño that you're not a big fan of and Lalo that you love is Lalo is stone brick and Tequileño is autoclave.
Yep.
Autoclave. So.
Yep. Damn, I got just enough Cascawin for this episode, I think.
And the Cascawin is from Tequila Valley.
They're calling somebody.
Yeah. And also Stone Brick. That's my phone. I forgot to put it on silent. Let me put it on silent.
Stone oven? Brick oven? Ooh, I got plenty. Okay. Damn, we're going to have to. We got a time limit this time, people.
What happened?
Luis, Carlos needs to be out. Hard out in 30 minutes.
Oh,
yeah, hard outs. Yeah, because I gotta get ready for some. I'll be in Temecula tomorrow through Friday for El Trabajo.
Well, quick update for everybody who's listening. I told you guys that I updated our homepage because I think some people are just, I think people aren't used to clicking around links. So I put everything on the homepage. Like, here's the episode, some more episodes. I've moved this like subscribe donation box to the homepage. So people can like, if you like what you hear, you can pick and like donate a monthly amount, and there's rewards that I put on the.
Yeah, don't be fucking man.
Yeah.
There's your first edit, Chino.
your first what?
Your first edit.
Oh,
Funny. Chino Smart. The beep, the unnecessary beep. That shit makes him funny. You know who does it? Jimmy Kimmel. He has like a segment where he does unnecessary beeps. That shit's fucking funny.
Do you hear all the beeps? You didn't hear it yet, right? I put a ton of beeps in the 7-Eleven tranza. Uh-oh.
Why?
I put so many, you can't even tell what it is, which is good. Because we didn't want to influence the kids, remember?
That is true.
About throwing eggs?
No. You have to listen to the episode, Luis. I know you just come in for the recording sessions and then you forget it even exists. It's all good though. I'll send you the time code so you can see what I mean.
All right. So again, you're up for it with Tequileño.
Ready to go.
Lalo and Cascawin's the last one, right? So we just gotta do the shifting. And like I said, we have two from Los Altos, one from Tequila, two Brick Oven, and one Autoclave.
All right, let's just do it this way. We'll just take turns, including Luis. He can be in on it. Like, let's just say swap them, and then everybody, I think you should repeat when we do it, just to make sure it's clear, like people are doing it. For example, I'll get it started.
Swap one and two. So one and two. Who knows what it was, but yeah. We're swapping. Chino.
Right.
Go with number one and number three.
Mm-hmm.
Go, all
right,
two and one. Okay.
Three and two.
Should we stop right now to see if anybody's messed up already? I don't think so, right?
There's no way you could mess that up. I mean,
you would think so, right? Okay, let's just do three more. What do you think? Three more swaps? Is that just enough to confuse us?
One more round.
Okay, one more round. That's good.
Go, Tony, you're next.
I'll swap two and three.
But then it's me, so let's go with one and three.
I was thinking three and one.
Wait. Hold on.
That's the same thing, though. Hold on. Did you swap?
I know. I did the same thing. That's why I was being facetious.
Okay, good. I swapped one and three, because that's what Chino said.
I did three and one.
Oh, did you already do it?
It's the same thing.
Oh, duh.
One and three, three. And
hey, no, it's not the same. Cause
it's not, because we just swapped it, so you would swap it again.
Two and one.
Okay, thank you, sir.
He's trying to sabotage another one.
Go for a skips.
Last one. Three and one.
All right.
Three All right. and one?
Yes.
Right. I did one and three. Just kidding.
I finally get it.
And then you guys wonder why you guys mess up.
I'm pretty sure I got it. Dude, whoever didn't follow directions this time, I don't know.
We'll get it. All right. Well, which one are we tasting first?
Let's get to it. I mean,
from left to right now?
Yeah, this is going better.
So,
all right.
Which is the current number one?
Yes.
What in the position one? All right. Yep. Perfect. All right. Well, then let's do this, guys. Let's do arriba. This.
Oh, abajo,
para centro. Para
dentro. Para dentro. Fucking Tony.
I'm in a.
Hey, it's a bad Monday.
I drank one time last week. And it didn't help. It was Friday because I was editing that long episode, and I'm like, hey, let me drink while I edit. And it was kind of chill. I didn't trim a lot. I was just like, sounds good enough. Leave it.
I'm getting a lot of agave.
Oh, I know what this one is.
You're getting agave and pepper. And I think I know.
I'm absolutely sure I know what this is.
So you're the one that's easily influenced, Tony. So we're going to allow you to go first.
Oh.
Are we going to write this down or are we going to say it now? What did we decide?
Let's just write it down, right?
Okay.
Yeah. You can tell by my face which one I think this was.
All right. So first one we write down. I'm getting a lot of agave and pepper, which is...
You know what? It's going to be hard to tell people all this stuff that you wanted to tell people without us knowing what's in it. Maybe we got to rush this part.
So we'll do it after. Like I said, I think that's what I said last time. We'll say, hey, we'll drink it, but guess what it is, and then describe the flavors and what we thought.
After or now?
Yeah. After.
Yeah, for sure. So I think I know that this one is, for sure.
All right. Let me take another sip.
Yeah, let's move right through these.
That profile is definitely
100%. I know which one it is. There's no way I get the first one wrong. None.
Mm-hmm. Hey, remember, Chino, he either loves it or hates it. Right, that's how you can be so certain.
All right, I gotta have some water now before we continue.
Oh, yeah.
That's also the bad part, though. I think the more you drink...
I have to have some water, too.
Oh, shit.
Some Fortaleza.
Was that the Easter egg one, or what? No.
Yeah. It's an Easter egg. All right. Palate cleanse. Mm-hmm. Ready for number deuce.
Number deuce. Okay.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yep.
Oh, shit. Huh?
Fuck. All right. Well, cheers, fellas.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Number two. Hmm. Oh, yeah. I know which one this is. Let me go first.
You were sure in the first one.
Yeah, I'm sure in the second one, too. Damn.
Barrowing.
Two should taste completely different to you guys, but maybe it's just me. It's like those people who can't eat cilantro because it just tastes like... Well, I won't say what it tastes like because then they'll give it away.
Soap? You mean the cilantro that tastes like soap for people?
Mm-hmm. You know what tastes like soap? Those Bazooka Joe chewing gums?
Yeah.
The cheap hard candy. That's like some Halloween candy tasted like soap. Some of it did.
All right, question. You know, weave it in here. I don't know that there's anything I can eat, like, pretty much, but I think, Skippy, you're the only person I know who cannot eat onions. Like, it's an immediate freaking gag reaction, huh?
Yeah.
Crazy.
How about grilled onions?
No, that's the funny part. Only raw onions. I could eat onion rings, grilled onions, but not raw. Raw, I would literally start throwing up.
Oh, man.
So if anybody wants to fuck with Skippy, just feed him raw onions without him knowing.
You'll be able to smell that, no?
Oh, no, I'll know right away. The moment I taste it, that's it. I get the instant gag reflex.
Damn. So even if it's like mixed in with like a salsa or whatever?
Yeah, I got to be really careful. I got to kind of apartarlo. Only if it's super, like super mint, maybe. Yeah. But like if it's like a big chunk of onion, yeah, right away I know there's onion.
Then what about when we do carne asada and we clean the grill with the onion foam?
No, that's not a problem. It's nomás la cebolla así cruda. Like for some weird reason. Yeah, since I was a little kid, always.
Dang.
I didn't like onion when I was a kid. Now I like it all the time. I eat it with everything.
I love onion.
So supposedly what happens is the older you get, your taste buds start to die out. So all this stuff that was too gross as a kid because it was too strong, too bitter.
You know what? You're right. Because when I was a kid, I didn't like goat cheese or goat milk. And now that ya lo viejo, I actually like it.
Or mushrooms. I bet you probably didn't like mushrooms.
No, I like mushrooms.
Oh, shoot. I didn't like mustard.
But what's crazy as a kid, right? If you guys ever got into your dad's hooch's cabinet, you drank it like this just tastes like shit.
Yeah.
But now we like it. The opposite, right? Now, hey, do your kids get into your hooch? Into your cabinet? Nah. Liquor cabinets?
No, leave it open? I'll have them all set up right here in the back, and they don't touch it, dude.
That's cool. That's great. That's
the way it is. That's good. Miedo.
You don't take a photograph of the levels?
Tony, it wasn't your mom's like liquor cabinet, ya pura pinche agua?
Well, she likes Captain Morgan, right?
Right.
And I drank it when I was there last time. It is watery. It's just like...
Yeah, because you probably watered it down, remember?
No.
When you get fucking mooch off of you.
Yeah.
Then you had to like water it. Yeah.
That's true. It was kept pretty high up too. Man, do you guys have like when you go to your parents' house, do you check have you noticed there's things that are like 15 years old in the pantry sometimes? Like there's cans. I mean, I guess maybe for emergencies, but
no, I mean, it's still out of date.
21. Yeah.
No, then my parents did have a Valentina that was there for I think it was like a year or two, and I ended up I had some, dude, and I ended up getting food poisoning.
It's because you didn't shake it up, man. Because you know when it sits, it's like two colors. I
started throwing up. I had ronchas all over my chest and everything. I went to the ER, but they're like, you threw it all up, so you're good.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Vinegar in
hot sauce.
But you would think hot sauce is kind of like Tabasco, no? It's like the longer, it's better. I don't know.
You would think.
You would think. It's not matter.
There's a certain limit. Let's get on to number three.
The third one.
You guys got your notes? You guys wrote it down? You guys know what it is?
Simone.
All right, number three.
They all smell the same to me now. I don't know. Well, I ran right now. That's what I was telling Tony. I just worked out and I ran and all of them have the same smell. I don't know.
Number one has a...
Hey, did you run far away? Did you want to get away? And I ran so far away.
Gino must be really winded because they all smell different to me.
All right, well, arriba, señores, to the last one. We're moving through these like coffee.
Only 15 minutes.
That's okay. We'll discuss the flavors and what we thought.
Oh, man. So smell wise, I guess we can cover smells. I know. Well, I know which one this is. Obviously.
Apparently, you know what.
So you got all of them, right?
I got them all, guaranteed.
All right. All right. All right.
So smell wise, we can talk about what we smell, maybe. Number three smelled pretty grassy to me. Do you smell that?
Earthy. The herbaceous, remember?
Grass.
Like a dewy lawn, right in that morning dew. Speaking of morning dew. It's starting to feel like fall in the morning, you know, mid-50s.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get like a heat wave these next couple of days.
Well, today I was working and I was like, hey, I'm going to go running in a little bit. And then I look out my window and it's dark like at, you know, 7:30.
Yeah, days are getting shorter now.
Times has changed.
Yeah.
Times are changing. Yeah.
All right. They are. I think we should get to what we think they are. That way we can have a few minutes to talk about them.
And we do our tequilazo.
All right. Damn. So, Tony, tell you what, when you started out there, so you were so sure.
Yes.
We have 1, 2, 3. I have mine written down. So, would you want to do you, Chino, and me, or you, me, Chino?
How about I go? I'm the most confident. Shouldn't I go last? No. You guys already wrote down what you think it is. I'm not changing.
Yeah, we already wrote our stuff down.
All right. Yeah. So, I'm going to go in this order. I think the first one has that bitter taste that I don't like, and it smells. I guess I'm not saying I smell mangoes, but it does smell tropical. Yep.
IPA.
It smells tropical. Yeah, for sure. It smells like not vegetable, not minty. So that's, I think, first one is tequileño. Second one has not too much pepper. And I do get that cinnamon taste. So I think it's Lalo. And three was the most peppery. And I, you know, didn't, and I liked it. So that means it's definitely not tequileño.
So if you like this, it should be Lalo.
No, it's cascahuin. I liked it because it's actually got more flavors than Lalo, I think. Lalo's just cascahuin is peppery, and there's still other flavors in there. So that's what I think it is. And basically, the order didn't change, I think. I have 1, 2, and 3.
And I think I would have to agree with you. That's what I'm going with.
Oh, shoot.
The same order you got.
What does Carlos have?
Can you read it?
It says agave pepper tequileño. What does that mean? And then Lalo and then cascahuin. Do you guess the same thing?
Yep.
Oh, man, this is going to be a boring episode. Either we're all wrong or we're all right.
That's what I guess, right? See, I wrote it. I mean, I just started putting like the things. I started writing like the flavors in. I was like, you know what? Now we'll describe the flavors later.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, I don't know, dude. You guys have different reasons than what I stated.
Well, the tequileño, for me, has a real agave flavor with pepper. And I think that pepper is that bitterness that you're getting.
Oh, man,
you.
I'm the only one that gets the bitter is like a...
Mineral type? I mean, I don't get I get agave, like a real strong agave flavor.
No, I'm getting like Silo saying, you get like a strong agave taste out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which was more fruity type, right? Like it's the actual plant or fruit or herbaceous, whatever you want to call it. Yep. But so that's what gives it as a
my DNA, man. I blame my DNA. I'm the only one who's getting this. I want any listeners out there, if you've had, you know, sometimes we recommend tequilas and you like some of our recommendations, let us know if you ever actually tried tequileño platino, what do you think?
Yeah.
Who's right? Does anybody see what I'm talking about?
Because, I get agave sweetness. Yeah. Mango.
Yep.
Mangoes.
I almost think I smell mangoes. Yeah, man. Yeah,
I do get that citrusy, not citrusy, I mean like a floral, tropical kind of fruit. You know, we talked about they grow the mango trees, right? That's what they have there. So, that's all right. We all got number two, Lalo.
Yes.
Which means, right?
It's a lot smoother compared to tequileño.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
You don't get like that citrusy taste.
It's not bitter.
Not bittery type, right? Less agave taste.
More pepper.
Yeah.
So regarding Lalo, remember I issued a challenge to find out what it was called before it was... So basically, because the guy, he had it, he was, you know, taking it to parties, sharing it with people, and people were liking it. But once his dad died, that's when he decided to call it Lalo.
Okay.
So I got the name, found out what the old name was. And I don't know if, I didn't bother to like Google to see if, you know, did they have a bottle and all that. But, okay, here we go. The name was, well, you guys talk, I'll find it right now. Oh, I got it. Huh. It was,
there you go.
Wow, what a name, dude. It's weird. It was called Casa Pujol. P-U-J-O-L.
Hey, Silos, don't you know, have you been there?
Yeah, Pujol, the restaurant, number one in Mexico.
Yeah, but the name, it stands for something, isn't it? Like Nahuatl or something like that?
What is Pujol?
How do you spell it, Tony?
Casa and then P-U-J-O-L. Oh, I think I found the, oh, wow, there's even the bottle picture. It's the same, what is this? Wow, is this like a Russian website? I don't know what this is.
A Russian, what you going to, Tony? Or te vas a leave the Pornhub freaking background music?
Little midget.
No. Hey, so I'm gonna put it. I'm gonna put it in chat in the message chat, like Zoom. Zoom has a chat window. Ready? Check that out.
Hey, if you guys see me going crazy around here, I'm fucking fighting with a fly.
And it says it was created in 2013, Casa Pujol 87. Do you guys see that link I sent?
Let me see. Hell, I ain't trying to get a virus either.
You haven't sent anything yet.
Oh, no. It's in the... Zoom. Zoom has a chat.
Oh, okay.
There should be a chat log somewhere.
It actually means small hill. Pujol.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Spaniards. From Spain.
Catalan.
I think this website is the design company.
What is the 87 for? Is that the day his dad died?
No, that because this was before he died. I'm gonna send you guys a link.
Pretty cool.
I'll send it to Luis anyway. So that was the name, and it didn't even have a different design.
No, they just changed
the name. That's it.
Interesting indeed. Casa Pujol to Lalo.
All right, so we got only a few minutes left. What's next?
Exactly.
What's next?
That's interesting.
Crap.
Tequilazo.
Well, we know. Cascawin is the third one, right? Peppery.
So
tasted really good to me. I think it was my favorite one.
Cascawin?
Yeah, out of these.
What would you, if you were to say, hey, here's the, out of these three, maybe we could do that, right? So obviously Tony is Cascawin, Lalo, and Tequileño. What about yours, Chino?
I think I'm going to have to go with Lalo first, and then Tequileño, and then Cascawin. Cascawin has more ethanol type taste, like more alcohol. I don't know.
It does. You're right about that.
It's my least favorite.
Yeah, for new people, I would definitely give them Lalo. Like, actually, I gave my brother-in-law Lalo this weekend. He really liked it. But I think Lalo's
Lalo?
Just too... well, Lalo's just a little too flat.
What? Little... Oh, okay.
The flavor is good, for sure. But I think I would get... Dude, I gotta stop talking. Like, let me just give a review. I think I would get... bored of Lalo because it's less flavors.
Tony, just moving on to Silos.
Carlos,
dude.
Carlos, what's up?
Yeah, just you're talking about your little little Lalo that you gave him to your brother-in-law.
Man,
just let it go.
So, I would say Lalo, Tequileño, and Cascawin, but Lalo and Tequileño, I mean, they're not far off. I mean, I can interchange them, but if I had to pick an order, it'd be Lalo, Tequileño, Cascawin. I think the interesting is the Cascawin and the Lalo both are deep well water and stone brick. Tequileño is the natural spring water and autoclave. So it's a big difference, right? Like actually that is a huge difference, the spring water and the autoclave.
Yeah, but, both, I guess both Lalo and Cascawin are fermentation with no fiber, and Tequileño probably has fibers, because it doesn't look very filtered.
No, it's without fibers.
Oh, man, they're all without fibers, all of these?
All without fibers, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, yep. Right. And they're obviously no additives, all three of them, so...
And some more differences. Tequileño and Lalo are copper pot, Cascawin is... stainless with copper coil.
Kind of like my Auclad, the cazuelas.
Yeah, they're all tequileña. Well, they're all Weber.
Well,
I don't know who came up with that name.
Yeah, tequilana Weber.
Well, yeah, like Weber. It's not even Nahuatl. It's not Mexican.
It's just Blue Weber, right? They call it.
Yeah.
El huevo.
Okay.
El Weber.
We got to do the tequilazo.
Tequileña.
I'm pretty even. So I'm gonna just mix them together.
I kept them all even. Yep. So we're gonna do we're doing neat first and then going to ice.
I don't think we got time for all that, dude.
Well, I got time.
I might be able to push 5 minutes. Yeah, you guys can carry on, but I can push 5 minutes.
Well, I can't go much longer than 8 more minutes because I told me I'd be off at 45, so I could push it 5.
All right.
Then me and Skips will stay on, dude. Don't worry.
There you go. What's up, Skippy? What were you going to say?
So you're going to be able to make it on Friday, right?
Hell yeah.
All right,
That's cool. On Friday, October 6th.
No, his birthday's on Saturday. We're going to go celebrate it. We're going to go medieval time.
Oh. We're going to go medieval time, bro.
Not on each other.
Oh, shit. Hey, we're gonna ride our horses and spear each other.
Where's that thing at? At a
Buena Park.
Oh, Buena Park, right by Knott's.
Yeah, it's right by Knott's, dude.
They got one out here too.
This thing is super leggy, by the way.
Oh, they always get like I think when you mix them. Oh yeah. Man, there's a little bit of that other guy, but they usually get them. It becomes better.
All right, so let's take a sip. But it seems like it's gonna be muted. Do you guys remember that episode? Do you remember that episode where in The Simpsons, where Mr. Burns has all the sicknesses combined, so he's super healthy? All right.
Ghost or something?
No. It's like when he's like, "How is he so healthy?" He's like, "Well, because he technically has every illness out there, but they're all fighting each other, so he's healthy."
I don't remember.
Check that out. That's a hilarious one. But anyways, let's try tequilazo, guys. Para arriba.
Para arriba.
Para abajo.
Para abajo.
Para el centro.
Para el centro. Para adentro. Y para adentro.
Man.
Isn't it muted?
No way. That tequileño really pops forward to me. It overpowers.
It's not that bad. Yeah. You taste more of the tequileño, right?
Because it has a strong ass taste.
The agave.
The agave, like the citrusy taste as well, but it's not that bad. I think
I'm getting very earthy finish.
All I taste is tequileño right now. Let me see.
Well, did you have more tequileño on?
Oh, you know what? I probably did. Shit, because you know I didn't drink too much of it. It's not my favorite. That's why I taste so much of it. Hey,
on the last episode, dude, you gave it a better rating.
I know.
And you were on one too.
I think it's because that isn't that the one I had gone like a week
without drinking.
Maybe.
So it's like anything tastes delicious.
Anything tastes good right now.
You know why? I guess why I'm not liking it that much now, especially because comparing it to these other ones. I'm sure people.
So
like
what was your order, Tony?
My favorite. I mean, for me, I was saying Cascawin, Lalo, and Tequileño, but just because I like stuff that has more flavors, but Lalo's a close first because. It's definitely good for new people, for sure.
For sure.
Yeah. There's nothing really wrong with it. I just think it doesn't have as much like variety in the flavors, maybe is what it is. Like okay. Cascawin has a little bit of bitter, right? And then it has a little bit of sweet and it has some pepper. And then Lalo's just it's good. It's just very it's the smoothest of them all. In the tequila world, it's not really a compliment, is what I've discovered.
Well, if it's smooth, because it's like juxtaposition to flavorful.
Yeah.
Really? Like, but there's, I think because people describe, like, it goes back to people wanting to take shots and describing, oh, it burns or it doesn't, right? If it's smooth, it's like, oh, it didn't burn. But they're not really enjoying the flavor profiles that we've come to love. And hopefully the listeners will too, right?
Yeah, I mean, so far.
So, you guys want to dump it on ice or what?
I bet you it tastes really good with ice. Damn.
I think it's going to flop, honestly.
Flop?
Yeah. It's pretty good. I think it's pretty good neat. I think once you put it on ice, it's going to kill a lot of the flavors that we're getting.
Try it.
Well, chinga su madre. I don't know I poured that much, dude. Fuck. I have half a cup.
Wait.
Hey, Skips, me and you are staying on this bitch, dude. Tequilazo, dude.
I don't have ice.
Hey, if you guys like this cup, you guys can find it on stillchilling.com.
Yes. I'm a link below.
We'll put if I ever get back to making the videos, I'll put the link below. But man, I'm behind on the YouTube videos.
Huh.
I think the last one I put out was, I don't know which one it was. Maybe it was the Tapatio one.
Oh, yeah.
I just need like 3 days off from work. But at least the podcast is out. That's the primary product. If we ever get some backing, then I'll put the videos out because I know people are interested.
I think, I don't know, I don't really like the Cascawin as much. I don't know if it's, or I'm tasting the tequileño, like more of the fruit. But something is kind of killing it for me for a tequilazo. I usually like all our tequilazos and this one is not that great.
You know what I blame? Don't ask me.
Tequileño.
Tequileño.
Man, it's a really, it's like
the hater Tony is back, remember?
Damn. Oh, and then let him get a little bit tipsy. Malacopas.
Malacopas.
I'm going to actually double check if it's a cascaween. So I'm going to have it.
Yeah. Speaking of Malacopas, did you guys watch the fight? The Malacopas? And if you want to call it a fight.
Yeah. I watched it, but dude, I ended up going to a friend's house to go watch it. I was just so busy this weekend, dude. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I saw it. House, but he had the little like a.
Oh, it kept stopping.
Freeze like a third round, and like the next thing you know, it's like the sixth round.
Oh, that sucks. And that's why I stopped buying those too, because I mean, you never.
Yeah. They always throw it. I haven't hung out with him in a while, so I guess what I told him, I don't care. I just came to you.
Yeah, they
was it?
Switch the code.
Richard Carvajal.
Oh, okay.
Carvajal.
He has a brother named Tony. That's funny.
Oh, shit.
What?
What the fuck? Tony Richard, güey.
But these guys are like the opposite of you guys. Estos güeyes salieron desmadrosos.
Ay.
It's like the multiverse.
Another... Yeah, the multiverse Tonys. The fun
ones. And are they called Los Richards?
They're called the Richards, that's what I was about to say.
All right, so in true flip-flop fashion.
There we go.
I'm gonna agree with
there you.
Guys. Well, I don't know who. I'm agree that Lalo, I think, is better a little bit more, because cascaween is still bitter even after I've been drinking all this. Usually it mellows out. Like the more you drink, it kind of gets flatter. But and I just had Lalo right now, so I think you know it would be still chilling if I didn't flip flop. I'm going back to who else said Lalo won?
I did.
I definitely doing cascaween too, and then tequileño.
I would do Lalo first. Ah, güey.
Trucha, es que te pelea el Tony.
Hey, sí, luego te meto el tequileño.
Ay, ay, ay.
Tendré cascaween a ti.
No, no. El más, the most, mejor el primero, el más, oily, para que no duela.
Ay, no.
No, güey, por eso te lo estoy dando, güey.
So, Carlos, you agree with Chino, I think, right?
Yeah, I said Lalo. But, you know, it's like interchangeable, but Lalo, a little bit, like you said, I think it's the... You can give it to anybody who's getting into tequilas and be like, here you go, enjoy it. You know, there's an introduction to non-additive. You know, obviously there's a pedigree there with being the grandson of, you know, of a master.
If anybody was paying attention, I guess I just realized I was lying. Huh? So I drank on Friday, and that was actually Lalo on Friday. And then, no, wait a minute. It wasn't Lalo. It was a...
Did you get Lalo all over your chest?
No, it was... Oh, so I opened up a... No. So remember I had two tequila ochos. I opened one called... It was a Repo. It wasn't Cerro del Gallo. It was some other one. So
that was... La Ladera? That's the new one they got out.
I don't know which one is over there. I don't know where.
La Ladera is the new one from... they have it at Costco. That's when I send you guys the message, right? And it's for 34 bucks.
Hey, forget going to Mexico to get tequila. Just start going to Costco because their prices are crazy, man. What the hell?
Yeah.
It's like $32 for tequila ocho or something.
Yep, it's like $5 off... compared to Total Wine and stuff like that. Hey,
super cheap.
Go for it.
But anyway, so I drank the ocho on Friday, and then when my brother-in-law came over, I gave him some of the Lalo to try. So I did drink two times.
Damn, Tony. You lost your coin, dude.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try to win one this week. Yeah, I should. It's a short week because we're recording on a Tuesday.
Because you only got like...
Yeah. I better pull it off this time. Oh, no.
You got a drink already or what?
No. I can do it.
All right. Right. Hey, so what do you guys think for next week, or when should we bring in like the 50th anniversary? Can you get that over there, Tony?
Yeah, we should do that one because we haven't had Siete Leguas, and I think that one's easy to find. I think I've seen it.
No, but the 50th
anniversary though, is it still the same batch type flavor, or is it a whole different thing?
Isn't it like a big Pringles can looking thing? Like
and this cylinder? I mean, they made a lot, so it's one time, but they made a good amount, so they're easy to find now.
I think it's called Siete Décadas. Maybe I'm wrong. You keep saying 50th anniversary. I think you're confusing it with... it is Siete Décadas. Everybody knows what a década is, right? Because we didn't know what a legua was. Well, a década is a decade, right?
Yeah.
Seven decades. 70 years.
Good.
Yeah, I can find that one. Yeah, it looks like a Pringles can.
Yeah.
Pringles can, huh?
Yeah, big cylinder.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it just comes in a different container.
Holy moly! There's no way it costs $200 in the store, right?
No.
Okay, good. Because I've seen it. I'll look for it. I know the one.
No. They're like, I mean,
We're gonna change it real soon.
Hey, it better be good.
It's not $200. I can tell you that. Okay. Yeah, yeah. I think Chino, you could probably find it here. I will say it's probably $100.
Yeah, because I'm looking.
110.
I'm looking at .com. If you want to get some business, we can put you on our homepage. Otherwise, mm-hmm. I might complain about your prices.
Right.
I won't complain about your prices. If you don't want me to complain, you know what you gotta do.
Are you trying to extort them?
What's that? No. I'm just saying, this price is a little, you know, maybe there's a value to it that they can explain, but it's $199 on. And there's another site I go to sometimes for sure, believe it or not. It's called Sip Whiskey. I think they usually have lower prices for tequila. Let me see.
All right. Well, why don't we see if we can make it happen?
Ooh, I mean, way no. cheaper.
Yeah, for sure. Isn't that? I mean,
$134 on Sip Whiskey. And it's probably cheaper in the store.
Cool. 100, 110.
Is that one? What is it? Is it a more? Is it like an añejo?
It's a blanco, dude.
It's a blanco. It's a
blanco, yeah. Blanco. Yeah, that's why siete décadas.
What is this? Like all you know, horse drawn.
Whoa.
What do you call that thing? The wheel.
Tahona?
Yeah,
Tahona.
Like, 100% horse-drawn Tahona? Because you know Siete Leguas, they mix it, right?
Yeah.
They do like half Tahona, half something else.
The, ¿cómo se llama esa maíz?
They mix two methods, I think, for the Blanco.
Well, or that would be for that episode, right? Because we haven't done actual research for it.
Well, this is going to be 100% Tahona. But yeah, we'll let it know. We'll talk about that.
So anyway, that's on the short list. Yeah.
And actually, this one's 84 proof.
Uh-huh.
It's not an 80, so it's a little bit stronger, boys.
Better be all worth right, it.
Well, let's see. You got it. So no drinking until then, Tony.
Yeah, plus it better be good because I'm gonna be paying more than I'm used to.
That's all right.
It's all good.
It's so all Carlos, right. It's all right.
We should kick off Carlos before he gets in trouble.
All right, all right,
yeah. All right.
Yeah. Well, if you guys keep going,
we'll keep going.
Deuces.
Yeah.
Take care.
Rato, vato.
I probably only got 5 minutes myself. I think like I gotta finish this drink. So
You know what? Honestly, I didn't really like it. I didn't like it.
Didn't like it either. Oh, I guess it's.
That's why I'm pacing myself with it because it's not.
Ooh, what was that?
I didn't. It's your dog, dude. Gambit.
Yeah, it hurts getting outside. Anyways, yeah, I didn't really like it either. This is like definitely the.
And I still have half a cup, so this tequilazo. Honestly, I won't recommend. Yeah.
Don't honest. Do it, Luis. Definitely. Where's the squirt? That'll make it better.
Do something to it, yeah. The usually we're pretty fond of the tequilazos, right? But not this time.
Yeah, man. So what is this? This is October 3rd. You said Carlos's birthday is coming up on the weekend?
On the 6th?
No, it's el sábado.
Because Mio's birthday is on the 5th, Thursday. Oh, is this on the 7th?
Yeah, it's on the 7th, but he's doing something on Saturday, so that's why, like, on Friday, I told him, I was like, hey, let's go to Medieval Times. Chino, if he wasn't doing anything, can I go?
Park,
you've been to Medieval Times, Chino?
No, I actually haven't, dude. I haven't been. That shit, every time I look at it, it gets too expensive for me because of the kids and everything.
I took my son in April. No, we've been there a bunch of times. No, we go there all the time. They're like, yeah, no. That's cool.
You should go, Chino.
Yeah,
no, you get to sample it for, you know.
Yeah, no. Well, I'll sample it for the family, right? Yeah, because on Thursday I'm going to a hockey game for the Mighty Ducks.
Oh, nice, in Anaheim.
Yeah, in Anaheim. I got tickets from work. I won the tickets, so I'll be there. And then Friday I was trying to get tickets to go see that new Exorcist, but I couldn't find any tickets, so that's why I told Skips I'm down to go. We'll go to Medieval Times.
Yeah,
and then Saturday, I think I might hit up Oktoberfest. So,
because I found one at Oktoberfest, like you pay like $80 and like for like 3 hours is all you can drink and all you can eat.
Oh shit, where's that one at?
I'll send you the link. I think it's in LA.
Yeah, because there's one in Orange County. I don't know that my wife found it and they wanted to go. She wanted to go with her friends. She's like, let's go. And I go, I guess I'm down. So, but yeah, you know the one in Alpine Village, the usual one that we used to go to in Torrance?
Yeah.
Thing is gone. They took it down, apparently.
Oh, really? The hell?
Yeah.
Did they take the whole building down?
No, it's still there, but they don't do the events.
They don't do the event anymore?
Yeah. I think the Alpine Village, the little market's still there.
Okay.
Do you remember, you probably remember, do you remember this guy that went to Buford? His mama,
the one that had the
Well, get back to the story. The reason why I'm bringing it up, because that's where he took this one chick. He was El Sancho, right? And he fucking murdered her after taking her to the... It came out on the news. He fucking buried her over here in Lenox.
Who?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. No, shit.
Wait, that's the house over there by...
Remember... I think that was his last name. He had a corner house right there on...
Yeah, I remember...
Oh, okay.
So remember where kids... I don't know what event it was where you could like kind of like show and tell whatever, and brought freaking his... he brought up...
Oh, he did? I don't remember that.
Yeah, because his dad had like a little, not a, I guess, but he had a in his backyard, whatever.
Yeah, it's a big backyard. Ese güey, yeah, he fucking killed her like fucking a couple years ago. And the thing is, like, that chick he killed, she was married. And like, yeah, dude, and I guess she was breaking it off with him. Funny, because I bumped into him like at El Camino when I went for a little bit. And he remembered me. I was like, fuck, I don't really remember him. But then I started hanging out with him for a little bit. Damn, bro. Wound up fucking being a killer.
Imagine, dude, two murderers kicking it.
Wait, two murderers?
I'm playing Skips. So I said, two murderers kicking it together. Fuck no, dude. Freaking Skips like, hell no, I'm out.
So I thought you were talking about the house.
No, that's another one.
That's the crackhead house that was on, remember? Yeah. They found a body in that one, too.
Oh, that was two bodies.
I remember Efren came out on he came out on the news.
I came out on the news too.
Oh, you did?
Because Efren's like, yeah, I came out on the news. I was like, oh fuck that, I want to come out on the news too. So me and my sister go. Oh yeah, my sister came out on it too. Gris.
They all did. Now we got to put this. I got to dig up that footage and put it in the episode. Okay.
Efren was Johnny Lobos, and I was Juan Camané.
No, you were not Juan Camané.
I was one coming in. On the prompt, dude. Like, you know, like, on the, like, they say your name. I was like, yeah, Juan Camané. And like, literally, came on. I think it's chapter 11.
Hey, we're going to do the listeners a disservice if I can't track down this video. I think I saw the video once. You might have linked it to me.
No,
I remember
you can't have linked it to you. This was fucking years ago.
No, I saw Efren on a YouTube link. I saw him. I didn't.
Yeah, it was Johnny Lobos. This was in 2011 when it happened.
Murder 112.
Yeah.
Those crackheads, dude, were something else, though, dude. On that block.
You know what's crazy? Okay, they burned down the house and they built like a duplex, right? Dude, you know how much that guy's trying to sell that house for? Like $1 million, dude.
Damn. That's crazy, dude.
That is crazy, man. Fuck. Oh, and then supposedly, he's probably going to get out soon because I guess his parents have money, so getting a good lawyer or something.
He'll be out soon, dude.
Yeah, he got convicted, but
with these fucking laws we have over here, that's why everybody's doing a bunch of stupid shit. You know, exactly. There is no repercussion for anything.
Yeah, fucking sucks.
Man, well, you guys got to move out one day. Anybody think about that? Nah, not really.
Well, that's why I left.
Oh yeah, you moved counties, right?
Yes.
So I didn't left counties.
I didn't move counties, but
well, you're not. You're still in LA County.
Yeah, it's Bellflower, Cerritos, and Lakewood. Then you got Lakewood, and then, you know, we're getting closer to Artesia and...
Damn, LA County is huge, man.
Yeah.
All the way over there, huh? Damn, I got all these news reports about the Lennox one in 2011, but no video. I'm going to find the video, because I remember...
Yeah,
I remember seeing Johnny Lobos.
Yeah, and I was Juan Camané, but I don't remember if it was Channel 11 or Channel 7. La verdad, no me acuerdo, güey. That was a while ago.
I will find it.
2011.
It was in Febrero. I remember it was
I was already out of the hood, dude. I was way done.
Man, dude, your backdrop, man. How many? That's a lot of bottles, and now you're going to add another one.
It is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
You're
going
to have to start hiding those
9,
so your
10,
kids
11, 12, 13,
don't get 14. Curious about them.
No, we got 14. Nah, they know. It's like, oh, well, you're gonna go do your show. Like, yup.
Yeah, man.
Like,
all right. Hey, it's just I mean, in general, it's an excuse to just chill, really. All the listeners here, you know, we don't really need the tequila. It's just maybe one day we'll switch to something else. I don't know. It's too late for coffee. I'm not having coffee this time.
I don't do coffee, so.
I can't drink coffee.
But that's the point of it, right? We're still chilling.
Yeah, maybe we could do... You know what? I have ideas of what we can do, because eventually we might have to switch away from alcohol.
I mean, maybe the listeners could throw suggestions out there. They want us to review something, some type of topic or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe, hey, you guys want us to hit up a restaurant. We'll fucking go try out the food there or try a certain food or...
Well, we could all, like, have everybody get Domino's. Something that everybody can get, right, at the same time.
Domino's is good.
Yeah, man. I think Pizza Hut was... I don't know. I think for a while, way back when we were kids... Pizza Hut was better than Domino's, but Domino's.
You had fucking Pizza Hut when you were a kid? I didn't. It was for a pinche Pizza Loca way.
I know, but Pizza Hut was the good one, right? When we were kids. Yeah,
didn't we get Pizza Hut in school? In high school where you could buy a slice or whatever? I think it was Pizza Hut, no?
Maybe, because I'm sure it wasn't Domino's. Domino's was not good back then.
I thought it was Domino's. Yeah.
Domino's was the one that you could get for free, remember? Like 30 minutes or it's free.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's a Pizza Loca, fool.
No, también Domino's.
We still got that shit in the hood, dude. That shit doesn't die out.
How about Round Table Pizza? Is that place still over there?
It's still alive. Expensive, but it's still there.
It's good.
Oh, well, let's just do an outro real quick.
Oh, crap. We didn't do an outro.
No, we haven't. So Casino left, right? So.
Oh, okay.
All right, everyone. So.
Yeah, this is not the crime drama podcast.
Oh, it's not the crime drama podcast.
Not about crime dramas and houses in Lenox with bodies, you know, being discovered in backyards. This podcast is about still chilling.
If you can move out of the hood, move out of there. If I did it, you can do it.
Or just don't bother moving out because, dude, the hood's going to come up. That's just the pattern.
Yeah.
Like, just stay in the hood because your house is just going to go up like crazy.
Open value.
And then 10 years from now, it's not going to be the hood anymore.
It's still going to be.
You think so? Nah, not at those prices.
It's not going to be like Venice, dude, because like Venice is like the ghetto by the sea.
It is. It is.
Let's do the final official outro.
All right.
Okay. Listeners, thanks again for joining us. Hopefully you are enjoying Chino's editing work.
Oh,
for your listening pleasure. You're going to make this an enjoyable audio experience. And yeah, any words, Chino, before we're out of here?
Yeah, if you guys want to buy any of these cups,
yeah,
you can get them on stillchilling.com. Or you got Tony's cup right there?
While supplies last, because, you know, these don't grow on trees. So... if you want us to be still chilling, go to the homepage. Everything's on the homepage now. You'll be the envy of all your friends. Luis, any final words? Any words of advice? A life lesson from all your years on this planet?
Stay healthy. Don't drink too much, man.
Hey, actually, drink responsibly.
Everybody, responsibly.
And Uber it. It's just cheaper than the fucking DUI.
Yep. Yeah, fucking DUIs are like $10,000 now.
Fuck yeah.
Too expensive.
I remember when I got a DUI. They were for the pool vibe, dude. No, wait. We were in the car with them, dude. Cuando, like, I was probably years old. We were coming from my house. And I don't know, fucking drunk. And he was driving that. Remember I had that? Yeah. And he was like swerving and this shit. And I'm like, we got pulled over somewhere like in L.A., and like the fucking cops took his ass, but they were cool in a sense where they didn't impound the car back then. So they gave him the keys, his wallet, everything. So like, luckily where he got pulled over, there was a Denny's or an IHOP across the street. So we were lucky that we just chilled right there until like one of our uncles picked us up. So to get back to the story.
Didn't that fuck up his job?
Oh,
but driving the truck and stuff. Didn't he have to do a lot of driving?
Now, like, what happened was, like, all he had to do was, like, do community service, and, like, that was it. He didn't have to pay, like, $10,000 and get lawyers or anything like that, and he was out, like, the day after.
Well, hey, I think, Luis, you want us to throw in beeps so nobody knows who we're talking about?
I don't give a fuck.
Hey.
It's not like I'm making up the story. It's true facts.
That's all we have. Hey, remember, the truth is, people don't know this about Luis. He's he's the Andy Kaufman of podcasting.
Andy Kaufman.
Yeah, nobody, you know, he's a good actor. He comes up with stuff off the cuff. You're not sure if you should believe everything he says or not. That's the fun of Luis.
That's true.
He's he could be messing with you because he's a troll master.
At heart.
So yeah.
Yes, sir. All right, with that, let's call it, Tony.
Oh man, I'm way over.
You'll be fine, dude. Peace out, dude.
All right.
Peace out.
Later.
If you like what you just heard, share links to our show with your friends. To help us get the word out, go to stillchillin.com to see how you can make more episodes possible. Thank you for listening.